smoldering late at night. And I wonder to myself now, who could that be? 3 o'clock in the morning. I say I'm just gonna let it ring, and not let it bother me. I'm much too tired. Got to get some sleep.
Cleared out your ears. That was Evan Zipporin and something from This Is Not a Clarinet. Kirky, before that we heard from Alex Gordon, Small Craft Warnings. He'll be on coming up the first week of September. And we started off with Ray and Christian with Bobby Womack, Get a Life. Evan Zipporin is going to be giving a free solo concert this Wednesday, August the 1st at 12 noon. Welcome to WBAI.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm good.
The first piece, I was going to, you say you can't excerpt it, but it's this Partial Truths.
And it I could. I don't like to so much.
But it's got this thing going on.
Let's just play a few seconds of it.
How are you doing that? That's like...
Oh, you want to trade secrets. Well, that's just a rather extreme form of the old slap tongue. So it's all just done by using a lot more of your tongue than you're supposed to use on the reed. So instead of normally, when I have my bass clarinet here, so normally when you play, the idea is to make the tongue as unobtrusive as possible.
But right.
When you sort of do the opposite, you can get nice... can turn your tongue into a percussion instrument.
That's cool. It definitely is percussion. That's called Partial Truths. And you also, let's talk about yourself and your history. You were part of Bang on a Can for...
I was and am, yes.
And you still are.
Yeah.
And but this is part of a festival on Wednesday. What's the story with this?
Well, the concert is a part of a series there called Celebrate Hudson Street.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe they're weekly concerts, so it's not
a weekly thing. Summer thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But this is part of Cantaloupe Records, which is a Bang on a Can.
Well, Cantaloupe Records is a new project of Bang on a Can. Bang on a Can is a constantly evolving collective of musicians and composers that have been trying to broaden the scope of what kind of music you can easily find and hear since 1987. It started as a festival, then it became a group, then it became several groups, and now Cantaloupe is our newest project, record label.
And are you going to be putting out other people that are not associated with Bang on a Can, and or is it just sort of a...
Well, I think the thing about Bang in a Can is that we've always looked for music from whatever sources we could find it. So one of the earmarks of the early festival was that we had an open call for music, and a lot of the festival was people who we didn't know until their tapes or music had kind of appeared on our doorstep. So in that sense, to be part of Cantaloupe or to be part of Bang in a Can pulls you into our orbit, and that way we continue to... our mission of taking over the world.
That's it. Well, it's like David Byrne did that with the Lou Wachabop. You know, he sort of uses that as introducing what he likes and bands and groups from all different
parts
of the world.
Yeah, that's the idea. And, I mean, that's such a great label. And I personally have found out about a lot of things that I wouldn't have known about because it appeared on that label. And hopefully that'll happen with this label, too, you know. That we're not going to try to release that many discs, but hopefully people will get a sense that if it's on Cantaloupe they might want to check it out.
Might be interesting.
So,
well, who came up here, Liba, a couple of months back when you did that thing all day in Brooklyn at BAM?
Oh, who did that? The Finnish?
Well, it was Petova. Yeah, but there was that woman with the fabulous voice.
Eva Petova.
Eva Petova, yeah. And then a few weeks later, I got a soundtrack from a movie that nobody saw where she did a version of Gloomy Sunday. But there's like somebody who's got a lot of albums in Europe, and Cantaloupe might want to look at putting out a distribution with her.
That would be great.
But she was part of that festival that you guys put on, and it was, you know, that was sort of indicative of what you expect.
Right. The first three releases were all from kind of within the, I suppose, what you'd call the inner circle. So the Bangin' uh-huh. A Can All-Stars, which is the house group, which I'm a member of, and then David Lang, composer, had a record in my record. And we're just releasing a recording of Terry Riley's In C that the group did a few years ago. And then Toby Twining, who's a great singer and composer, has a disc coming out, and Arnold Dryblatt, who's somebody who's music is not nearly as well known here as it should be. We'll have something in the fall.
Well, David, now that you said that, David Lang was who was up here last time. That's what I was trying to think of. But yeah, he had his record was the first release on Kino.
Yeah.
So you have this bass clarinet here. You want to make it happen?
Sure. I was going to play a kind of large section, actually, of a piece of David's that he wrote for me a few years ago, which is also on the new disc. This is called Press Release. And you'll be happy to know it uses a lot of those slap
percussive
techniques.
How long is this? You know, regular clarinet is, what, like 2.5 feet? And this
this is long enough that I have to finesse it around airline attendants everywhere I go.
Yeah.
But it actually does, it's just long enough to fit in the overhead.
Was it like 4.5 feet or something?
It's like 4 feet.
4 feet long.
Something like that.
Yeah, so it's not what you think of.
It's not a clarinet.
It's not a clarinet. This is not a clarinet. Name of the album. So you going to try this? Do this mic here?
Oh, no, I'm okay.
All right. fascinating. That's not a clarinet. Last time, the only time I've seen one of these in concert without, except for watching you right now, is Paolo Conte has a group of all-star musicians who accompany him when he comes around the world on tour, and there was a guy who played that. He played soprano, tenor saxophone. He played, you know, they all sort of alternated. It seems like everybody in Italy could play three or four different instruments by looking at these guys, yeah?
Well, yeah. So they can all cook and they can all play three or four instruments.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, this, I mean, it's more common than you might think. It wasn't really, I think, invented to be anything more than a coloristic thing, you know, in the middle of a 19th century orchestra, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what it was mainly used for. Actually, the saxophone itself was invented to have some of the character of the bass clarinet, but just be louder and be able to be played outside, you know. So it's kind of a grandfather of that.
So clarinets were first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But then for the bass clarinet, it was really Eric Dolphy, you know, who brought it into the fore as something you could do things with, you know, because when he played it a lot when he was playing with John Coltrane, and it was just ways of using it in terms of virtuosity and in terms of, you know, just the kinds of colors you could get out of it and the kind of expression you could get out of it that nobody had really heard before. I guess it's still not very, you know, you don't hear it as often as you hear a saxophone or anything like that, but and actually I got you know, I sort of was detoured onto it as a high school student because I played my clarinet so loud, and my high school band director kept kind of subtly suggesting that I might want to think about the bass clarinet. So,
because it doesn't go out so, you know, but it still has a loud instrument. But it just
takes a lot more air.
So they figured you wouldn't be able to put it out in such a.
Well, I think it's just I don't know. I think he just thought I would take to it, and I have to say he was right, because it was love at first sight once I got a hold of it.
Well, the Italians used it for, like you say, color. They colored this song with it, you know, just like he came in and he didn't play for the entire number, but he came in and brought it into, I think it was a 15-minute piece. But when it started, you know, it was like it rumbled right at, you know, he wasn't doing that percussive thing.
Right, yeah.
But it's fascinating. So Eric Dolphy, who else did you grow up listening to, and be, you know, obviously you were in a high school band. So.
Yeah, well, I was listening to Stravinsky and Bartok and Weather Report and King Crimson. You know, that was kind of my diet when I was a teenager. And the big change for me happened when I was around 20 and I discovered Balinese music, the percussive gamelan music of Indonesia. I got really involved in that, ended up spending quite a number of years over there, and that's kind of my double life, aside from the clarinet, is that I do that. And that's had a very profound effect on my music, both on my writing and on my playing, because it's a very virtuosic music, but it's also a kind of collective village music. And there's a way in which people connect when they play that music that I always found very powerful and that I try to bring to my own music.
Did you hear those Nonesuch recordings? Is that what?
Yeah,
that was what I introduced you.
Yeah, the old From the Morning of the World.
Yeah,
that's what made me go over there.
They actually played them here on BAI when I first tuned in the late '60s. They were not a staple, but you know, you could hear that particular set various times of the day.
Well, that was the thing. I heard that, and it was almost like a conversion experience, because it was just so strange and so complete and so great, and it occurred to me for the first time, you know, these are people doing this, and they can do it, I can learn how to do it, you know. That just opened up a whole, you know, the whole world of non-Western music, which has definitely shaped this record. You know, a lot of this record are my versions of music that I've heard in various parts of the world. There's Japanese music on it, and like the first thing you played is based on Croatian duo singing, you know. And I, in general, I mean, I have to say that most of my inspiration comes from music outside of this culture. So,
what do you want to play? Are you going to play another one on the bass?
I'll play one on the little clarinet.
Okay.
I'll just play a little tune. This actually is my version of a East African guitar tune that I heard on an old John Storm Roberts
collection called the Nairobi Sound. And this is just a little thing that I transcribed and figured out. I had to change it somewhat to make it work on the clarinet, but it's called Tumnyatiti. It's originally recorded by an anonymous East African guitarist sometime in the 50s.
Okay, and we're listening to Evan Siporin, who's appearing tomorrow, August 1st at 12 noon down at the Hudson Square Summer Festival behind 304 Hudson Street at Spring Street. Okay, I think I'm ready. This is not a clarinet.
Yes.
And is there a way, this is on Cantaloupe Records and it's out now. Is there a website that people should write down or no?
Bangonacan.org, one word. Or cantaloupemusic.com. That's harder to spell.
Bangonacan.org. And you can also look at mixedup.com and I'll link all of that together on the playlist, and you can see what songs we played and what the labels and the titles of the songs are, because I generally forget to at least two or three each set. No, maybe not each set. Each morning. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And it's a fascinating education. It is. I mean, just seeing what you're doing with the clarinets.
Well, I appreciate getting to play in the air. And
tomorrow, let's mention one more time. This is at
Wednesday.
I keep on saying tomorrow, but it's August 1st. It's 12 noon, and it's in the loading dock courtyard behind 304 Hudson Street at Spring Street. It's part of the third annual Hudson Square Summer Festival, and you'll be performing from This Is Not a Clarinet plus the Steve Reich's New York Counterpoint.
Yes.
Okay. I was going going to play something. What I could play is this Bally thing. Let's play this and then I'll...
edges of swollen ribbon, wrapped in a red velvet curtain, stolen from the movie theater where she works. Now, quiet as a whisper, under the stanchions of a washed out bridge, testing this. She watches as the flood waters spin him round once, then carry him away.
Cry. It's Jim White and The Wound That Never Heals. It's part of the Oxford American Summer Music CD number 5. We'll be doing an entire program about the Southern music issue and our Southern Fried Special number 2 next week. In a couple of weeks, we'll have a Terry Southern special, Now Dig This, interview with his son Niall and Lee Hill. Well, if only, the art and life of Terry Southern. We also heard from Antonio Carlos Jobim, Marina, and Baby, Why Don't You Cry? Baby, Why Don't You Cry? From the dance music of Kurt Vile, Life, Love, and Laughter, H.K. Gruber, and the Max Rabe Orchestra. All mixed up. Over WBAI in New York City. It's Peter Beauchamp with you till 12 o'clock. To check out the playlist, get in touch with us. It's mixedup.com or mixedup@pipeline.com, or you can come on down to 120 Wall Street, New York, New York 1005, or call us up at 212-209-2927. That's the voicemail. There's all the contacts, and the playlist should be up by, 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Nobody knows. I the trouble I've seen. I know nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Lots of troubles float around these days. Seems like everybody's sick, sick, sick. And I'm right in there with them. That's, well, there's one thing that's for sure. Ain't no use crying. Just get in there and pitch. Sometimes you need help. That's when you kind of look up, you know. That's, sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down.
Now hear me.
Oh, yes, my Lord.
Sometimes I'm almost to the ground.
Yes, my Lord.
Praise God.
Although you see me going lonesome.
Now hear me.
Oh, yes, my Lord.
Everybody's always singing the blues about his own troubles. The thing to do is to get with the big boss. That's right. Look up sometimes. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. And I ain't gonna bug nobody about it either. I know where I can get help when I need it. Yes, sir. Every time. Maybe you'd better try it.
afraid to slip away. So again, if you want to reach me, and I'd like to hear from you, you can email me at mixedup@pipeline.com. Check out the website at mixedup.com. And we'll be back next week. Stay tuned at 12 noon for Gary Noe.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bid you adieu.
These guys on either side of me, they're asleep.
I'm taking off, David. I can't do it no more.
Can't do what?
On and off. Our true enemy has yet to reveal himself.
What?
I guess I'm saying goodbye is what I'm doing.
There are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This has been one of them.
So, who's your friend?
Peter Boshin, the future of rock and roll.
WBAI. New York. and good afternoon, everyone. You are tuned to listener-sponsored, commercial-free community radio WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM. My name is Michael G. Haskins, your radio host and guide throughout the afternoon into the early part of the evening. All mixed up with Peter Beauchamp back here next week at 10 a.m. on Monday. On Tuesday at 10 o'clock, Alterna, La Nueva Alternativa with Gonzalo Aburto and others. On Wednesday, it's Radio Can-Can with Jabel Fai. Thursday, the program called Taste. And on Friday, it's Sister from Another Planet, Planet with Andrea Clark. Once again, you are tuned to WBAI, listener-sponsored radio in New York City at 99.5 FM. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille, trying to help you and us all lead a more positively minded life. But right now, it is 12 noon. Please stay tuned for Natural Living with Gary Noel in the background, Henry the Skipper Franklin, helping us along into the afternoon from the CD, The Hunter.
Natural Living with Gary Null, exploring the nature and politics of medicine, health, nutrition.